Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. Keith, how are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. I see you're repping Chamber Sports Performance. Shout out, Scott. Red Fox.
Sure am.
Today's topic for the Monday short is free bases. We're going to talk about the importance of it. And the reason we're going to talk about this, while it may not be fully devoted to recruiting, it is an important baseball topic, but there's been an epidemic of walks in college baseball. And I think it's worth touching on. One of the things that is strongly tied to winning and success at the college level, and something I think high school players can be aware of from an evaluation perspective, but free bases, defined as errors, walks, hit by pitches. We used to track stolen bases as well as first to thirds and dirt ball reads as a part of our free base mix. But I'm sure we could, you know, get into the details there. But I'm going to kick it over to you to get this thing started. As a former head coach, I think you fully understand the value of winning the free base battle.
Yeah, you can throw in balks and wild pitches past balls as fair. Well. I never tracked first to third. That's an interesting one. I don't think there's a wrong, adding it or subtracting is wrong, but you know, I think the core would be walk, hit by pitch, balk, wild pitch, pass ball, stolen bases, things that are preventable on the defensive end of things. I guess we can get into first and thirds later, but for argument's sake, the generally speaking, if you win the free base battle, you're going to win that game 90-ish percent of the time. The more free passes that you can limit from a defensive standpoint, and the more free passes that you can earn yourselves from an offensive standpoint or create a little bit more on the offensive end of things to put more pressure on the defense and do those types of things, the more opportunities you're going to have to score, right? So like the whole idea is that if the more opportunities that we have guys on second and third base, the more increases the likelihood of us being able to score. Errors is the other one. We forgot, Andy, as I'm speaking about this. The big part of college baseball is that you want to be able to limit those free passes while increasing your opportunities to be able to amplify your chances when you get those free 90s. You know, right now there's a lot of hit by pitches and wild pitches walks that are going on in college baseball. That's why you're seeing a lot of games where there's like 10 hits and it's 17 to 12. You know, there's the more free base runners that are on, the more opportunities there are for team to score. So that's why you're going to see a lot of out of control games when you have guys that aren't necessarily being able to command the zone and throw pitches for strikes, or, you know, let's say they can't field the baseball. If they're not going to field the clean and take care of it, it's going to lead to more chances for the offense to be able to score. It leads to more stressful pitches on pitchers' arms and so on and so forth. You're into the bullpen. You're throwing guys that may not be, you know, you're into 12, 13, 14, 15 if you're a midweek game. You know, if you're into a conference series, then, you know, it's where you get into the nuance of what's happened there. Like, sometimes you might just have to wear it as the one or the fifth guy out of, like, they're going to go to someone else and say, this game's lost. We're going to save this for games two and three to see if we can salvage the series, which happens. Like, you know, you've seen, you know, I think a couple weeks ago, Mississippi State outscored Florida, I believe, in the series and lost the series 2-3. You know, so like it's, you can get boat raced one game and kind of throw caution to the wind and try to save it for the other two. So, you know, there's a lot of, it's the game within the game there, but one of the biggest things that you'll hear when you get to college is like, you know, you're, and everyone phrases it differently, right? Like I called it free 90s, you know, some other people call it free bases, you know, whatever it might be. But the concept is essentially the same, that you want to be able to give yourself the most opportunities to be able to score. And when you have, when you can force a lot of free 90s for yourself and limit them for the opposing team, you're going to put yourself in a spot to win. And I'm dead serious. Like I tracked it. I know Kate's talked about it. You've talked, like, I tracked it at RPI. Like, we won about 89% of the games that we won the free base battle. You know, and obviously, you know, it, in there, you know, you're going to lose games where it's, you know, 5-4, right? Like, in a free base path. Like, there's going to be other times where, like, you might give up 5 free passes and you got 13 that day. You know, so there, it's a huge mix. But when you win it, you know, you're going to win that game 90% of the time. And even if you lose it, it might be a little bit, it's going to be a pretty tight game. You know, and that's where you want to be when you can limit those things. It gives you the opportunity to be in the game late and pull out a win.
Yeah, we had Case on, and it was kind of the start of this conversation. And obviously, we were talking with Jonathan about college baseball and everything. But we had tracked it at William & Mary, and this predates me. And I know Case has been tracking it ever since. So we're probably looking at close to 12 years worth of data. And I think it was up in the close to mid 80s, right? So, you know, you're 89, our 84, 85. Like, if that's not enough to tell you how important it is to, one, create free bases, as well as prevent free bases, you know, if you're a football fan, you can kind of liken it to turnovers. You know, if you give the offense more chances to score the football, you're going to more than likely lose that game. Same thing with baseball, is that the more base runners that are on, the more bases that you end up giving up, the more guys who end up in scoring position, like, you're creating opportunities. And yeah, you can win sometimes when you don't, but I don't think the data lies with this one, that if you can prevent free bases and or create free bases, you give yourself a better chance to win. And, you know, from, there's two things I want to hit on. One is kind of how you frame it on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. And on the offensive side, it's really getting guys to buy into a team approach, right? Being able to grind out in a bat, take a walk, aggressive on the base pass. This is why I mentioned the first and third. From an offensive perspective, we used to track that because we wanted our guys to be ultra aggressive, trying to take that base and force guys to throw, make good decisions with the baseball. But the other one that in college is incredibly important, and it differs hugely from the professional game, is that getting the ball in play creates opportunities to get on base. And I think a two-strike approach and being able to grind out at bats is a really important thing. And then on the defensive side, it's about converting balls that hit your glove and outs, making sure the ball goes to the right place, being able to manage the running game. You know, stuff like that, that seems very simple, but is really consequential when you start to look at how all of this stuff fits together. And the other piece is the downstream effect. And you were hitting at this, is that every time a guy walks, or every time an error happens, or a pass ball, or a first to third, like, those situations become, you either got more base runners or it's a higher pressure situation. Like, you know, as well as I do, pitching out of the windup versus pitching out of the stretch is two totally different balls of wax. The level of concentration, the level of effort, the level of stress, that's impactful. But I was having a conversation with one of our friends the other day, and one of the things he was trying to impart on his team is that things that happen at the beginning of the game, in that moment, you may pitch yourself out of a jam, right? A two-out walk, or not turning over a double play. And you end up getting out of that inning with nobody scoring. And it's like, ah, good, zero up on the board. But the downstream effect is you may have just turned that lineup over. And if you get into a tight game, that could be the difference between facing the top of the lineup in the ninth inning or facing the 7, 8, 9 guys in order to try to close out that game. And that was something that happened to them this weekend, was a couple mistakes early in the game gave the opportunity for the opposing team's best hitter to come to the plate in a tough spot. And it ultimately ended up biting them. And, you know, it's easy to look at the short term and go, all right, we got out of that inning, no big deal. But understanding the downstream effects, I think, is what really highlights how important it is to be able to challenge guys in the strike zone, how important it is to be able to turn routine plays into outs, how important it is to be able to manage the running game effectively. And it's stuff that college coaches, when they're evaluating guys in high school, they're looking for guys who can either create free bases or who can prevent free bases. So the ability to manage in a bat really well, being able to run the bases really effectively, and being able to defend, Like those are three really valuable traits that college coaches absolutely 100% tune into when they're going to evaluate a player, because the hit tool and the run tool, those are generally pretty easy, but how can you take that into the field? Can you manage a good at bat? Can you get the ball in play? Do you swing and miss a lot? Like coaches are looking at that kind of stuff. And I think it ties into this free base conversation.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a giant piece of the puzzle that is going to be talked about and drilled into you and coached into you during your career when you're in college is really what it comes down to. These are things that, you know, when your coach talks about things that are controllable, like these by and large are things that are controllable. We can control throwing strikes. We can control wild pitches because it goes back to throwing strikes. We can control pass balls because we can catch the baseball. The errors are controllable. Now do, and we all know this, like errors happen, you know, pass ball, like it all happens. The idea is that we're limiting them and mitigating that as much as we possibly can. Box controllable. You know, that's my thing is, you know, and that's why I push back a little about first and thirds. Like to me, it's a little tough. Like, you know, dude, backside's a double in the gap, like gave up a free base on, you know, is that a free pass when that you like, you got beat by the offense when, you know, you can't really like, I would get it if you threw it to the wrong cutoff guy. Like, you know, I would say the free 90 would be like, you know, you didn't keep the double play in order because you went front side to try to throw the guy out at third. And we didn't keep the double play in order because we sailed the cutoff man and guy went, you know, to second. That I would argue would be a free 90. Like someone going first and third, I personally, I'm not, you know, we can debate this with somebody later on.
You want to fight about this right now on the pod, Keith?
No, I don't. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like
I get what you're saying.
Like yeah. a true first and third, I wouldn't see as a free 90. Like I would argue, and then same thing, like, you know, second to, you know, guy scoring, second to home. Like, you know, hey, we sell the cutoff man and the dude moves up from first to second when, you know, he was gonna score for free. Instead of, you know, we ain't throwing him out. We deliver it to second base. We keep the double play in order. Instead, we sail it home. Dude is free at second. Now they got another guy in scoring position, which is what you're trying to do offensively, right? So, like, I would argue those would be more likely. But those are, you know, it's all situationally driven, and these are things that you're going to talk about when you get to practice and things that go on in games. And, you know, there's so much that goes into it that, you know, that to me, like being able to control those types of things, and when you can and you do a really good job at it, like it's always going to put you in. I'm not like, yeah, you're going to win 90% of them, but like that 10% that you're losing, like you're in those games by and large.
Yep.
Right. You know, and it could go like you could tick down a little bit year to year, depending on what it is. Like, you know, hey, man, you might lose a handful of one run games. Like, you know, we did a pretty good job of free 90s in 2022. You know, and we had a long, arduous process with what we had to deal with our team, and I was super proud of those guys. But like, you know, we were 1-10 in one run games. We did a really good job. We did a better job than I thought we were going to do with free 90s. You know, so like, you know, you do a little bit better job. You know, maybe you're, you know, you win instead of being 1-10, you're 5-6-5 or 5-6. You know, and that can change the course of your season. You know, those 5 or 6 wins. When you get into playoffs and when you get into hosting and doing those types of things, and it gives you a little bit more confidence. But, you know, I used to track them for the whole league, and you could pretty much know when you got the playoff time who had a really good chance of being able to be successful, because generally speaking, the teams that always ended up in the finals were the teams with the lowest per nine free 90 game. So, you know, it's generally no secret. If you wanted to go through, I would argue that if you went through most conferences, the teams that are at the top are all the best in limiting the amount of free 90s that they're giving up.
Yeah, and you see it like it specifically when you get into conference play, and you know, you start looking at like some of the highest level of college baseball. To your point, the margins are so thin that the difference can be a pass ball. The difference can be a 2-out walk that extends an inning that allows you to get your lineup back around for the 8th inning. Like the margins are so thin in college baseball at times that one free base can be the difference.
Well, it is. I mean, I think it was 6-4-3 charts they came out with a couple years ago. Like, you know, 50% of your games at the Division I level, and I did it for us when I was at RPI, like 50% of our games were one run games. Like, you know, and what's the difference in one run games? It's how many free passes are you giving up and how many are you limiting? Like, that's an easy way to be able to be on the right side of the win column when you're in those tight one run games. Like, we didn't walk. We walked one guy. We hit one guy. They hit four or they walked four and hit one. Like, there's five free base runners right there. And that, you know, and that puts more pressure on the defense, and that puts more pressure on the pitcher. And there's a lot more goes into it from that standpoint. So, you know, when you're playing tight games, and you're right, you know, the margins of error are super thin. Like, when games are tight, like, that's the difference. You know, it could be 2-1, it could be 15-14 with the way it's going. So, you know, who knows? But the point is, limit your free 90s, give yourself a shot. You're going to be in, you'll be in every game. And if you win the free 90 battle, odds are you're going to win that game at least 75% of the time.
I'll take those odds, coach. I'm only a betting man sometimes, but I'll bet on that. Well, you summed it up well. Thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in next week. We'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMD Baseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.